This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Early in the morning, as the sun is dawning, I go to the well to get my water to bathe.
Good yawning this morning. I hope everybody been to the well. At least I hope everybody remembered to bathe this morning. Thank you, Ronnie Butler, for that reminder. Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 14th of September, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Let's get the show started. I want to say congratulations. This is a quick story I saw in today's Tribune. Headline, Youth Awards Help Our Rising Stars. Kevante Cash, Liam Miller, and Wildafine Fiammi are recipients of the Sustainable Development Goals Propel Youth Award presented by the Cable Cares Foundation. Presented in partnership with the Bahamas Development Bank and United Nations Bahamas Resident Coordinator's Office, the award will support the impactful social, economic, environmental, or civic activity each recipient is involved in. Kevante is a literary artist, workshop facilitator, and researcher. Liam Miller founded and currently serves as the Executive Director of Basic Income Bahamas. And the Kefren International Academy senior, Wildafine Fiammi, is a founding member of a nonprofit organization called A Kefren Ambassadors and played an important part in the school's application process to become an eco school. Congratulations to these young people. Good news all around the place. Well, I've got a special show lined up this morning. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be informative. I hope you guys call in and ask my guests plenty questions. I know there's lots in the news, but we're going to get to it later in the week or Monday. We're going to talk about traffic accidents that have happened over the last couple of weeks on Monday. Lots to talk about, but let's get to the on-the-clock Sand Dollar Trivia giveaways for today. It's normally a Culture Thursday, so I want to keep that theme today with our questions. Every day for the next month, we'll be giving away Sand Dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in Sand Dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number and digital wallet information. If you answer the question correctly, you'll be transferred back to the producer to confirm this information. Again, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. And if you answer by text, please include your digital wallet information in the text. Here are the numbers to call. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. It's toll free for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. People in the country, but not on New Providence. Text line 422-4796, 422-GR96. So here is the first question of the day. Is very easy. I just need you to name two Ronnie Butler songs. You just got to name two Ronnie Butler songs to win the competition. Two Ronnie Butler songs. First question of the day, can you name two Ronnie Butler songs? Songs performed originally or covered by Ronnie Butler. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. Text line 422-GR96, 422-4796. Can you name two Ronnie Butler songs? Joining me this morning is a very special guest, Ms. Patrice Lockhart. Ms. Patrice Lockhart is a menopause health practitioner. Good morning, Ms. Lockhart.
Good morning, Aaron. It is so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is one of the most important conversations we're going to have as a country. I don't know if we know that yet, but I hope in this conversation we explain why. We show the audience why this is an important conversation.
Yes. Go
on.
Now, it's one of those quiet storms that affect a nation, and we're having questions and don't understand why certain things are happening.
Yes, yes, without a doubt. I think everybody is impacted in one way or another by the topic we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
All right, so just a brief intro. Since 2009, the International Menopause Society, alongside the World Health Organization, designated October as World Menopause Awareness Month. October 18th is Menopause Day, and the theme for World Menopause Day 2023 is cardiovascular disease. Ms. Patrice Lockhart is a menopause health practitioner. She's an entrepreneur, investor, and CEO of Shaddai Health with a love for public speaking. I'm going to leave it to you now to introduce yourself.
Like you said, hello, good morning, Bahamas. Like you said, my name is Patrice Lockhart, and I'm a menopause health practitioner. And I actually came into this because of my personal experience of going into menopause. And my experience began many years ago, and I did not know. I began where, for about a year, I was having issues sleeping. And then this year turned into 6 weeks of sleeping for under an hour to an hour. And when I would close my eyes to try and sleep during these 6 weeks, by this time, my brain was acting like an old black and white television screen where, you know, you see the black and white fuzzy lines. And then it would be like I'd see bits and bits of a movie, black and white fuzzy lines. And this went on for these 6 weeks. Then that turned into day, then night, then day, then night, then another day and another night of no sleep.
Wow. Let's Ms. Lockhart, forgive me. Let's stick a pin there. I have a call coming in on the line. I want to take this call and we get back to this story because you're telling my story. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Are you calling to answer the trivia question?
Yes.
Good morning, ma'am. I'm ready for you.
Going down Boima Road and shotgun wedding.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're giving you those two. You gave the producer your wallet information?
No, he didn't ask me.
Okay, don't watch nothing. Hold the line. We can transfer you right back to the producer, and he's going to take your information from you. I'll contact you after the show to complete the transfer. Thank you so much for calling the Shotgun Wedding and Burma Road, Ms. Lockhart.
Yes.
Now, did Ronnie Butler write a song about this? Because he writes song about everything.
Anything but a number?
There you go. There you go. See, everything we need to know is in our culture. So you experienced fog, brain fog, but most of all, insomnia and sleeplessness.
Well, like I said, it began with the sleeplessness. Then I was putting on weight. Then I was dealing with anxiety. And when this had happened, I had been to doctors during this time, not knowing what was going on with me. And it was a horrendous journey, honestly, because when I stopped sleeping, it got really bad. And I ended up having a family member had to take me in. And for so long, I went to doctors and nobody was able to help me. There was a place, and at this time, I was living in Grand Bahama when it actually began. And I remember there's this German place that I had gone to after going to a number of doctors. And when I had gone there, the lady, they had me to be in this room and they had me hooked up. Mm-hmm. And she'd said to me, I need you to relax now. And I said, I'm relaxed. She looked at me in the machine. She said, no, you're not relaxed. And I'm like, yes, I am. And so what they did was they left me in this room for about 45 minutes to an hour playing soft music and all of that to kind of relax me. And then they came back and hooked me back up, you know, with all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And then she asked me if I was relaxed. And I said to her, yes. She said, not according to what she was saying. And they did what they did. And she gave me this package afterwards. And she said, take this to your doctor right away. Mm-hmm. And she said it was like my body was running. Even though I was laying down, even though they had me in there for that hour with music and whatnot, she said, your body is still, all of your signs are acting as though you're running a marathon. But you're still. I went through a lot during that season. Like I said, no doctor was able to tell me what was going on. And I had been to a number of them. I ended up relocating to Nassau and through continuously going through that season. And then it started where I started having heart palpitations. The heart palpitations got so bad. I used to be out of breath, and sometimes I felt like I couldn't breathe. It made me tired. I would be up all night. And one time, it was thought that I had a heart attack. The doctor had come to my house around 5 that morning. Mm-hmm. And I had to end up going, doing a lot of tests and whatnot. And one of the craziest fear, it was waiting to find out if I had a heart attack, because being in the natural health or field already, I had a good understanding of, you know, what you know, how it would impact the heart. Yes. And so it made me fearful. And when I did get the results, I remember the doctor said, okay, you have a heart attack. That mm-hmm. was a relief. That was a relief. Then I asked the doctor, then what happened? And my doctor said to me, I don't know. And this is what he explained to me. He said, it's like a bucket of water. And someone comes and plunges their hands into this bucket of water. And there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of stuff going on. And then everything calms down. And then somebody else passes by and sees this bucket of water and everything is calm. Mm-hmm. I paid to hear that. And I paid to hear a lot of, if I tell you the stuff I heard or how, so you know,
Let me ask mm-hmm. you a question. What percentage of doctors right now you think are familiar enough with this field of practice to be able to say to a patient like you, listen, I think, you know, I have a sense of what this is, and we can move it from here, right? Like, they don't have the answers, because we don't have an answer as soon as we meet a patient. But, you know, mm-hmm. we expect a doctor to say, okay, I know what we're dealing with, and we can move on from here. What percentage of doctors locally and internationally, globally, do you think are familiar enough with menstrual health and menopause health to deliver that basic service, you know, that basic level of interaction?
Right. I was reading something the other day, and it was in one of our reports. I'm a part of an association where we get statistics and research to us as menopause health practitioners. And I don't remember the number, but it's very, very small. Now, there are gynecologists that help a number of women when it comes to menopause, but it's still very limited. My clientele, I can tell you from my consultations with the women I see in this country, most of the physicians have not been trained in menopause. That has not been a part of their curriculum. Mm-hmm. From my understanding now, And because persons like me have started menopause, there is now a bigger focus on it, and now a call now for more training in menopause education. But most physicians don't, because my story is hundreds and thousands of women's story here in this country and all over. I had a seminar the other day, and I played Oprah's story. Oprah went to 5 doctors. And unfortunately, and I often say, I don't blame doctors. I don't blame the doctors I went to who didn't know. If you don't know, you don't know.
Right.
But that is what caused me to decide to train in the field of menopause, because I realized there was nobody in this country, and even in the Caribbean, who was certified in that area.
Now, I know that we have an organization locally called the Dignified Girl Project that provides menstrual health services and products for women and girls. Do you know, outside of yourself, are there any NGOs, right, like community-based or nonprofit organizations that are providing menstrual health services and support services for menopause?
Now, let me just say now, the menstrual is, we deal with that differently from menopause. Now, I know about that. I spoke to that organization, not this year, but last year I spoke to the girls, and I did an introduction, because one of the big things is I'm big on education in this country and having girls and women to be better prepared for menopause.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there is that has been my mission, to educate women in the country about menopause, because 99% of the women, I dare say 99.99% of women,
mm-hmm.
enter the menopausal transition unaware, unprepared, and untooled to deal with the symptoms and the changes that their bodies will go through.
Well, let me let you educate me. Here's a question. Are there things that women can do as young girls while they're experiencing menstruation to prepare their bodies for the transition to menopause?
Oh, you're talking my language. Listen here. Yes, there is. And specifically, women in their 30s. Because menopause, actually, the stage of menopause begins in a woman's body in her early 40s. Most, like I said, do not know when their body begins that transition. And right now, I deal mostly with menopausal women, mm-hmm. because we have such a crisis situation in this country, but we don't even recognize that it has been menopause.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my goals, after I really get menopause education really secure in this country, is women in their 30s, from 35, to begin the process of preparing their bodies for menopause. Yes, it is possible. And it's because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what we need to be doing. And we enter the transition, and there are so many challenges that come with it. But yes, there are things that women can do. And I would encourage women. I have a Facebook page called Menopause Survival Care. Mm-hmm. It's a free resource. Women are on. I've been mentoring these women for a year and a half or so. They're from the Bahamas, the UK, the US, Africa, Dubai, the Caribbean, etc. And we all have one thing in common. We're all menopausal.
Mm-hmm.
And menopause education more than anything. So I tell women, when you hear me, I'm doing the sessions, attend.
Mm-hmm.
Do not enter the transition unaware. It's unfortunate, but a lot of that happens.
Yes. Okay, so here's another, some more questions I thought about. when I know that my menstrual cycle is about to start, right, I can track mm-hmm. it just through the changes in my body, right, without an app.
Mm-hmm.
To prepare for my menstrual cycle, I tend mm-hmm. to increase my water intake in the two mm-hmm. in the week and a half before the cycle, and I reduce my food intake. And mm-hmm. I reduce it, I slow down on eating foods that are hard to digest. And I eat a lot of fibrous foods to promote gastro movement, right? And to promote mm-hmm. bowel movements. So I've picked up a couple of things I can do to prepare for my menstrual cycle to make it mm-hmm. less painful, right? But mm-hmm. are there? I know I can't avoid menopause. If you're a woman and you're lucky enough, you're gonna be old enough to experience
yes.
menopause.
But it's a privilege.
Can I do anything to avoid the symptoms of menopause, to eradicate the symptoms, or to diminish the symptoms of menopause?
Yes, you can. But before I answer that, can I go before that to prepare you for what can you do?
Yes, ma'am, of course.
Okay. Here's what happens with us as women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use you as an example.
No problem.
When Erin came into this world as a little girl, every little girl, we come with what's a basket of eggs,
mm-hmm.
okay? And we come with about 33 years worth of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
When you go... Puberty is the opposite of menopause. Puberty is when the body is getting ready for reproduction. Menopause is when the body is getting ready to shut down from reproduction. Now, when you were going into puberty and your body was about to change, there's a hormone in your body, an estrogen hormone in your body called estradiol.
Mm-hmm.
It kicked in and it said to you, but you just wasn't listening. And it said, Erin, look, you got all these eggs in your body. I can't let you go back home to God with all these eggs. Mm-hmm. I have to help you do something with these eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And so estradiol came in and she decided to work with you. And so that's when you got your breasts, your shape changed, you started menstruating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing, what estradiol said to you that you weren't listening to, estradiol said to you, Erin, I'm only going to be here for a while. I am going to be here until you finish using up the eggs. And after you finish using up your eggs, I am out of here. Now, estradiol also said to you, here's what I do also. Now, before I leave, I'm going to let you know I'm going to leave. And this time, 8 to 10 years before you stop bleeding,
mm-hmm.
8 to 10 years before a woman stops bleeding is called perimenopause. That's an average time. And you, at this point, you are using up the last of your eggs every month having these cycles. Now, when you get into this phase of using up the last of your eggs, estradiol realizes that it's not as needed as much. And estradiol begins to diminish in a woman's body. That's when her hormonal levels begin to, one day it's up, one day it's down, it's all around. And that's when women begin to have symptoms from, and they're over, at one point I said 35, and as the research has been, we've been getting the research, there is, so many symptoms. There's over 66 symptoms now in a pause that women deal with.
66?
And yes. Yeah, there are so many symptoms. And I'll talk about some of them. But so when a woman's body begins this process, most of us don't even know. Like for me, I was only able to figure it out after I stood in menopause and I understood and I remembered. I remember when I was about 40, 41. Mm-hmm. I remember all my life, my period happened at the same time, all the time. And then it began to change from the beginning to the middle of the month. And I thought that was strange, but that was the only thing. But everything was still normal. What I didn't know was my body kicked in and the transition began.
Mm-hmm.
And most women don't know that. That will happen. Sometimes women have the hot flashes, the night sweats. Sometimes women deal with the moodiness, etc. But at the beginning phase, many women do not know when their body switches. Mm-hmm. It's only when they get into their late 40s, into the early 50s, the late 40s, because at that time you are coming down to the last of the last of the eggs. Mm-hmm. So then the symptoms intensify.
Well, listen, let's stick a pin here for a moment. First of all, I have to say, thank God for the Golden Girls and Felicia Rashad on The Cosby Show, because that's how I learn about menopause, right? That's how I learned about it. And the Golden Girls, because it was all older women, they talked about it with this ease and comfortability, right? And the humor that although they were obviously dealing with something urgent, right, like something very, very big in their lives, that they didn't have the weight attached to it that I imagine that you had in your experience with no idea what was happening to you.
That's it, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yeah, that's unfortunately, and thank God you have them, because for persons like me, when I discovered, and I'm going to go back to what can I do.
Yes.
When I discovered I was perimenopausal, here's what happened. 8 years into dealing with menopausal symptoms, dealing with the torture of it, going to doctors, etc., doing all kind of heart ECGs, EKGs, etc., nobody telling me. One night around 2 in the morning, I thought I was having a heart attack. And I called a girlfriend, frightened to death.
Mm-hmm.
And ever so gently, you know, you call a person 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, that's not a time they're the nicest. But she was so sweet. And she said to me, Patrice, I don't accept the fact that you are perimenopausal.
Mm-hmm.
And when she said that, I stopped. And I had been reading all kind of things that was saying that. But in my mind, I was too young for menopause. To me, menopause belonged to old women.
Yeah.
And so I didn't perceive that I could be going through menopause. And I want to double back to what you said, what can I do?
Mm-hmm. But let's stick a pin. I've got a caller calling in. I just want to see if this is a trivia answer. Remember, the trivia question today for the Sand Dollar on the Clock trivia giveaway for Sand Dollar wallet holders is, can you name 2 Ronnie Butler songs? Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
I could name 2 Ronnie Butler songs.
You got a you have a digital wallet?
No, but that's because that's not what I did call for.
I got you.
But I can get... But my question is, because I'm going through it. My significant other going through it.
Okay.
And even how y'all pronounce it, I used to say metapod, but y'all say menopause.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty much answering my question, but I can still ask her, because that mean mine, y'all take a break and pause. Something going on right here now. And I think me too, being a strong man and, you know, forceful person, and not knowing what's going on, then when they act a certain way and then I react, I think I make it worse. So how do you suggest that you deal with it? Like somebody who's going through it, I try to be patient, I try to be, you know, rub your foot, I try everything, but looks like nothing was working when the stuff kick in. But I don't know what to do, because so I go into it right now. But I want y'all, as females first, and somebody who's experiencing it, give me an idea of how I could more or less assist and be patient and whatever I have to do to make it more comfortable for. I could hang up and listen, and y'all could.
Thank you for calling, because I have a question here. Do you think menopause for men, for fathers, sons, and husbands, right? And so, how do you support your female family member who's going through menopause when it feels like they want to take a pause from men?
First of all, let me say congratulations to that gentleman. I love when the men, because men call me on the side many times,
mm-hmm.
and they're asking me about what's going on with their women.
Because they care.
All these years.
They care.
And when I do sessions, and it always blesses me when I see the men come out to support their wives. But let me tell you what happened, sir, with the women. One of the things that menopause does, it affects a woman's brains, our brain. The estradiol that I talked about, the estrogen hormone in a woman is what is our sex hormone. It is what makes us a woman. And the function, estradiol plays a great, so many functions in our bodies. And when we go through menopause, one of the things that's affected in menopause for many women is their brain. Menopause is not just a reproductive transition, it's also a transition for a woman's brain. And here's how. There's a number of parts that a woman can't sleep. That is because the stem of her brain is not getting the support that it's been getting from the estradiol all of these years. From puberty to this time, your brain and your whole body has been functioning with this estradiol, doing it what it's supposed to do. But when it begins to come up and down, all around, and then when we go into menopause, it flatlines, there are parts of our brains that has been supported by this estradiol. And when we don't get the part of that brain, don't get the support it's been used to, women deal with certain things. For example, the stem of the brain is responsible for sleep and wake. When that part of the brain is not getting the estradiol, the support it's been, the woman, then a woman can't sleep. There's another part of the brain that's affected called the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is responsible for temperature control in our body. And when the brain is getting misinformation during this time, because remember, some days the hormones up, sometimes it's a low, it's in between, it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. And when the brain, that part of the brain gets that message, the brain thinks the body, the woman's body is in crisis and she is overheating. Okay. And so it sends a message for the woman to get to cool down. So the blood vessels opens up and blood rushes through. That's what's called a hot flash. And a lot of women have the sweating with it. There's another part of a woman's brain that is emotion, the amygdala. Mm-hmm. That part is responsible for mood, irritability, mood swings. That's why some women feel motivated. Some don't feel motivated. Some women just lose their drive, etc. Then there's another part of the brain that is also affected, that is responsible for memory, focus, concentration. A lot of women, they forget things during this time. At the height of mine, one day I was driving, going somewhere, and I'm driving for my appointment. In the middle of driving, I couldn't remember for the life of me where I was going.
Now, Ms. Lockhart, I have to pause right now because, again, I've had a flashback to my own life. And my producer's telling me we need to take a break. Slow the music just for a second. Let me get to this caller before we go to the break. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hi. Yeah, just want to name two songs.
Yes, I'm ready for you, ma'am.
Bad Bass, Bad Pay, and Married Man.
Yep. I'm taking it. You gave the producer your information?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now I want to know, are these also, you think these are also songs about menopause, ma'am?
No.
Okay, good. Good stuff. Just checking. Okay, Miss. Thank you. You gave the producer your information.
Yes.
Good stuff. I'll contact you after the show to complete the transfer of your funds.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing. Ms. Lockhart, we will be right back. Just like those eggs, we thought sponge of money never done, but guess what? Those eggs will run out as well. And I wonder if this is our body screaming at us saying, listen, the eggs. Anyway, we will be right back. Thank you, Ms. Lockhart. Stay on. Audience, keep tuned in. We got more to talk about. I got some hot questions. Back.
Go, boy, go. Go to the farm. Go, boy, go. Boy, get to make the money.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Tomato money is a lot of fun. Tomato money.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Before we get the show started, I've got a notice for you. Calling all junior and senior high students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, what does going digital mean to you? Students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information. Email alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September the 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is exciting. Please support your young students, support your young people. There's something to bug them about. Sit with them and help them write it. And I say don't help them write it, but sit with them and be there to encourage them to write it. Again, the Plato Alpha Essay Competition, email alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September the 22nd. Ms. Lockhart. Ms. Lockhart? All right, as I'm waiting for Ms.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm here.
Oh, good, good, good stuff. I got a text while we're waiting. It says, good morning, I'm going through all of that. Is there any way to get my period to restart? And I just want to say, while I read this notice, I wondered, is there any way for me to get back into high school to try win this essay competition? In the same way, this person asked, is there any way to get my period to restart?
No, we cannot restart. Menopause is a natural transition in a woman's life. Mm-hmm. Just how you come into this world and you're a baby, a toddler, a child, going into adolescence, etc., ordained for us to our bodies shut down from reproduction. The problem for us has been our way of life, how we eat. We have not, again, education, and even with the gentleman who called earlier about his wife, education is so important. And let me just say, and if I can say this, Erin, October 18th is World Menopause Day.
Yes.
I'm hosting a session called What Every Woman Should Know About Menopause, and men come to the session too. It's going to be at the Diplomat Center for those who are interested. My goal is I really want to educate my people about menopause. It affects families. And for men, what you need to do is, first of all, you need to be educated about menopause to understand what's going on. Then once you understand what's going on, and I teach all of this in my session, you'll understand how menopause affects our brains. You'll understand how it is affecting certain women's vaginas. And I hope this is an adult forum, but this is a woman's vagina is affected. So I get so many
questions.
Persons with this issue, women deal with vaginal dryness.
Well, let me throw some questions out at you very quickly. Mm-hmm. Can I delay menopause?
No, you can't.
All right. And it's different for every woman's body, right?
Yes, every woman's set of symptoms is different. Even though you may have five or in common with me, I may have another 10 that's different from your symptoms.
Out of the 66 symptoms.
Yes.
Now, here's
and
another.
They usually go on. Change.
Yes. Can I get pregnant during menopause, during the transition?
Okay. Now, during perimenopause, most you may be on the last of your eggs, but as long as you have if you have eggs in your body, you can get pregnant.
All right.
And let me tell you, women go into menopause around the age, globally, it's between 51 and 58. Here in the Bahamas, I've been noticing around 53, and then we have a set. 49, I've also been noticing the trend of the numbers. And when you go into menopause actually happens in a woman's body, actually 12 months, when you've gone 12 months of not bleeding.
Okay.
You are officially in menopause.
Okay.
Which means you have no more eggs. But there has been cases where you've heard about menopausal babies or these women who've had babies in their 60s and 70s.
Yes.
And sometimes some women have had one or two eggs still left in their body. And there has been cases where it's called menopausal babies. It's not common, but yes, to that question that during menopause, it has happened, but it's not a normal occurrence.
All right. Wow. Does a woman's libido increase or decrease after menopause?
Usually it decreases for some women, a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the hormones involved, and one of the things for a lot of women, and I started to talk about, and I will use the word down there, a lot of women experience the estrogen keeps our skin firm. We have collagen in our face, and then our menopausal transition, we lose collagen. That's why our skin gets wrinkled, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happens for down there. And a lot of women, the skin becomes dry, it becomes thin, and intimacy is very difficult. It's a turn off. It's painful for many women, and many women, because of their transition and what they're going through, some women are literally leaking. They're walking around and having to wear pads every day of their life.
Wow.
Because they're leaking either urine or fecal. Not because they want to, but because it's what's going on in their body. Then we have some women dealing with urinary tract infection during this time consistently. And that's another big thing for women. So a lot of women lose their libido, their drive, their desire for it. And there is a big question in the menopausal field with a lot of research, correlation between it being not only physical, but emotional as well. But yes, many women lose their drive for intimacy.
Now, Ms. Lockhart, can I invite you back on next week and perhaps we can bring with us women experiencing perimenopause or menopause and maybe men who are living with menopause and women experiencing menopause to continue the conversation? Because
I would love to, yeah.
I mean, I got a thousand questions I want to ask. I see we have a caller quickly. I want to get to this caller and see, you know, if they have something to ask as well. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Could a lady who's going through menopause, I hear she said dryness of skin and everything.
Yes.
What about collagen ties help?
Will supplements help?
Yes.
Yes. One of the things, now, it's not just the only answer. When I put my clients on a protocol, I put my clients on a protocol for all of this to help their bodies bounce back. Collagen is good for overall. But when you talk about the vaginal dryness, there are oils that I have that I put women on to use, because one of the things I teach women is that we take care of our face and our hands and we moisturize it, but we don't realize the skin down there also needs care and attention. And
yes,
culturally, we've not been taught to do that.
Yes.
So there are, it's a combination of things that can be done, yes.
All right.
One more.
Yes,
the collagen you use, is it all organic? What I mean
Yes. As a menopause health practitioner, all I use with all of my clients are only natural. I only work with my clients naturally.
Grass-fed cattle and everything.
Yes,
sir. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, I got another text here. Quickly, I'm a 39-year-old woman, and I haven't seen my period in over 9 years. But I'm now having night sweats and can't sleep. Am I going through menopause?
Yes, she is. When menopause happens to women in their 30s and 20s, usually something is going on. PCOS, something's going on with their ovaries. Their ovaries are not functioning. Some women, because they've had either a hysterectomy, partial or complete. There are a number of things that happen. Mm-hmm. But usually it's because something is going on with a woman's ovaries that and they're not working properly, why that would happen.
Absolutely.
But yes, we do have that happening to women.
Now, a quick question before we repeat the details for the event on World Menopause Day, and I get some contact information from you for people who are interested in continuing the conversation on an individual basis. My quick question is, can using birth control now impact menopause health later?
In so many ways. There are women who use birth control to help them with the symptoms, but it will only mask the symptoms.
Okay.
Menopause is a natural transition in a woman's life. It's not a medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a disease.
Absolutely.
So you cannot... there are things that I work with women to ease their symptoms. And for many of them, their symptoms get to go away because I teach them what to do, how to recognize when the body's doing certain things that, okay, you're flat line when it comes to estradiol at this point, you need to be putting it in. I put protocols together. So yes, you can help yourself, but using birth control, it's only a mask.
Yes.
It cannot stop menopause. It cannot, it can mask the symptoms, but it's not the best answer.
Yes. Okay, I got you. So let's go through the details again. Your event, What Every Woman Should Know About Menopause, taking place on World Menopause Day, October 18th, 2023, at the Diplomat Center, 7 to 9 p.m. And your contact information for registration or just access to more information.
393242.
43.
That number again?
Yes.
4393242. And what I will do today, I thought about it. For those who want to register early this month, I have an ebook called What Every Woman Should Know About Menopause. And I will offer it for those who register early. They will get the ebook. It talks about menopause. And specifically, I deal a lot with us here in the Bahamas and the Caribbean, because we have some things that are very similar. And I talk about the foods to eat. I give women recipes, etc. All that you need to be doing to help your body during this time. I put it in this, it's in this ebook. So anyone who registers for the session this month will get the ebook free.
Awesome. Thank you. And the contact information for Ms. Patrice Lockhart, menopause health practitioner, a member of Menopause Movement, and CEO of Shaddai Health is 439-3242. That's 439-3242. Ms. Lockhart, thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to when you can join me again. I will be reaching out to some women I know, and hopefully you may be able to find some people who are interested in joining our conversation so we could walk through the experience some more with people who are actively going through it or people who went through it and survived. Now, the last question I have for you before the producer turns up the music very loudly to end the show is, is going through menopause kind of like when they say when you lose one sense, you gain other senses? When I go through menopause and complete it, will I gain other senses, right? As an older woman, are there things that I will gain? Is this like a rite of passage? So I may lose my sex drive, but my snacks is heightened tremendously, right? Or, maybe some women develop a greater degree of affection, right? Even though they have a lower sex drive, they become more warm and cuddly grandmothers, right? I just want to know, what do I win once I complete this phase of the game?
And it depends on which culture you come from. Some of the Eastern cultures, they celebrate this change of life in a woman's life where, it's an honor. You've transitioned, you're a matriarch. In certain societies, women are scorned on. We want the younger ones. You're finished because you stopped menstruating. But I tell you one thing, we gain wisdom.
Without a doubt. Listen, as the producer gets us ready to go to the break, I'm going to go put my menopause pack, starter pack to guest coat. And I'm going to get my muumuu, my throw. Look here. They're so airy and breezy. I'm going to get my fan, my hand fan. I'm going to get my starter pack because you're going to be a superwoman if you make it through menopause. Thank you so much.
Erin?
Yes.
I'm inviting you on October 18th. To be there.
Absolutely.
I want to make sure you're there.
I will be there. Without a doubt, I will be there. I'm going to bring all my friends with me. Thank you.
On the menopausal women.
Yes, ma'am. Don't tell him I said that. You guys have a wonderful day, Ms. Lockhart. Thank you, and I look forward to you joining us if as soon as you're available again, hopefully next week.
Next week.
Awesome. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM and CA Newry is up next. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Absolutely.
Spend your money, never done. Spend your money. Spend your money's a lot of fun. You got spend your money. Sing, girl, sing. Sing, girl, sing. Sing, girl, sing. Girl, you got straw wake money. Straw wake money, never done. Straw wake money. Straw wake money's a lot of fun. You got straw wake money.